7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Utah Governor Spencer Cox says the man suspected of killing Charlie Kirk last week is not cooperating, but says people around 22-year-old Tyler Robinson are helping authorities. As for more evidence, he says there's forensic evidence coming back from the FBI lab in Quantico.
That will help us tie the shooter to the weapon and everything else. So that's all being processed right now. And there will be much, much more information on Tuesday when that document is filed with the courts.
That's the day Robinson's expected to make his first court appearance. Secretary of State Marco Rubio is in Israel. He's meeting with Prime Minister Netanyahu for what's expected to be talks about the future in Gaza, where Israel's strikes continue. Tonight in L.A., the 77th Emmy Awards, Apple TV Plus could win big. It has The Studio and Severance, the two most nominated shows, and they're the favorites to win the two biggest awards. This is ABC News.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For Civic Media News, I'm Sholly Pittman. Experts are warning that active clubs, those white nationalist groups disguised as fitness and brotherhood organizations, are spreading rapidly in Wisconsin and nationally. Judith Ruiz Branch of the Wisconsin News Connection has more.
Experts say they're seeing a rise in white nationalist movements in Wisconsin and across the country that are disguising themselves as fitness groups. They're called active clubs and present themselves as sporting clubs or fighting clubs focused on brotherhood. Art Gibson, professor of sociology and criminology at the University of Dayton, says they recruit both online and in person, targeting young white men using shared interests as tools to gradually introduce and normalize racist ideologies.
Add to that the willingness to engage in violence against people of color, LGBTQ people. There's a clear potential for violence here.
Gibson says active clubs often meet in Christian churches and gyms, with recent activity showing multi-state coordination, like a Wisconsin active club regularly meeting with an Illinois active club for family days. They use distinctive symbols like the Celtic cross, a well-known neo-Nazi symbol, and share content across social media platforms to maintain connections between chapters and other white supremacist groups. Gibson says the groups are a huge shift in organizing for white supremacists and white nationalists, following what he calls a decentralized leaderless resistance. Gibson says new chapters of active clubs are frequently being created and linking with one another. Members say they are dedicated to self-improvement and brotherhood, seeing themselves as a noble resistance in the cause of preserving the white race. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
Find more news anytime at civicmedia.us.
The Brewers head to the playoffs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Milwaukee Brewers, with the best record in baseball, clinched a spot in the playoffs, then won a thriller last night, 9-8 over the Cardinals in 10 innings. The crew, down 6-1, came back to tie it up in the ninth, then finished with their 11th walk-off victory of the season. After wrapping up the series at AmFan Field today, they travel to L.A. to play the Angels Tuesday night. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers fell behind early, 21-0 at halftime, and went on to lose at Alabama, 38-14. Luke Fickell after the loss.
We knew we had to come out here in the first half in particular and play solid, play poised, play confident, find a way to make some plays and on both sides of the ball, but really make sure that what we could do was make some adjustments at the halftime and come out the second half and make sure that we could put the pressure on them. And it's exactly opposite of what we did.
That's the Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Patchy fog giving way to a sunny sky and lower 80s for this afternoon. Light east winds. Tonight, mostly clear skies, low 60s. Monday, sunshine in mid 80s. A carbon copy going into Tuesday and Wednesday. Highs in the mid 80s and staying dry. It's 66 at our studios.
Does Donald Trump's big bill provide the largest federal spending cut in U.S. history? No. Spending cuts in the bill that Trump signed wouldn't be the largest ever, despite claims by Republican U.S. Representative Scott Fitzgerald. The original House version would have nominally cut over $1.6 trillion over 10 years. The final version cut even less, $1.2 trillion. With $4.5 trillion in tax cuts, the act will increase federal debt by a massive $3.3 trillion over the next decade. Nonpartisan analysts say the plan's cuts would rank behind a 2011 law's $2 trillion in spending cuts. As a percentage of GDP, it doesn't rank in the top 5%. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Learn more at wisconsinwatch.org.
Hey there, Wisconsin. Tom Hartman here. Democracy is not a spectator sport, so join me each and every weekday right here on Civic Media for the Tom Hartman program from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Covering the news of the day and sharing ways for you to get off the sidelines and get active in your community, because change starts with you. Get involved and tune in to the Tom Hartman program Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on your local Civic Media radio station.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
Monday morning, we'll check in with former Madison Mayor Paul Soglin.
And don't miss it. Episode 501 will be coming your way.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
WMDX Madison, where the cheese is sharp and the vibes are chill.
We're back. The music of the stars. We're enjoying this poll that was taken of the very worst song. The worst song of the 70s. It's our feature today, the 70s, and probably never will be again, but the very worst song. The poll came up almost unanimously for... Here's Andy Williams doing the honor.
Feelings. Nothing more than feelings. Trying to forget. Feelings of love, teardrops rolling down on my face, trying to forget my feelings of love. Feelings like I never lost you, and feelings like I'll never have you again in my heart.
Well, that's enough of that.
Now the reason our courts are full of divorces, and we're having more and more each day, Well, it ain't 'cause couples can't get along like you hear most people say. If the truth was known our nationwide, what starts a marriage reeling? Too many people has up and got that tired, run-down feeling. Tired in the morning, tired at night. It's the truth, it's the truth, it's the truth, so help me, you know I'm telling you right. When you got no vigor and you got no pep, a good spring tonic will help you to get rid of that tired, run-down feeling. Done back when he was a young man, when he went through Europe like a scalded dog and he conquered most all the land. He led his army on a big white horse. Now history is revealing old Napoleon never had that tired, run down feeling. Tired in the morning, tired at night. It's the truth, it's the truth, it's the truth, so help me, you know I'm telling you right. When you got no vigor and you got no pep, a good spring tonic will help you to get rid of that tired, run-down feeling. Niagara Falls is a wonderful place to go on a honeymoon. That's where I went many years ago, I think it was in June. Someday I plan to go there again before I'm old and reeling. I don't want to make that trip with that tired, run-down feeling. Tired in the morning, tired at night. It's the truth, it's the truth, it's the truth, so help me, you know I'm telling you right. When you got no vigor and you got no pep, a good spring tonic will help you to get rid of that tired.
There's Dave Seville, and one is more. Here's the boy who giggles, known as Theodore. Now you see, on camera three, the brother known as Simon on the family tree. And here's the star of the show, Alvin!
I'm Clyde Crash Cup.
Ready, here we go. Here's the Alvin Show.
That Alvin stuff was created by Ross Bagdasarian. You may remember him as David Seville. His professional name, he wrote a lot of stuff. One day it was an accident. He was running a 3 3/4 inch quarter inch tape on 7 inches a second, and the Chipmunks were born. Music of the 70s, some of the other worst songs of that decade, there were a lot of them. Having My Baby, that was the first song on WKRP in Cincinnati by the Hallelujah Tabernacle Choir. Afternoon Delight, Billy Don't Be a Hero, Muskrat Love, and the Pina Colada song, among others, that ruined music. Oh, and Season in the Sun. But the very worst one, I think worse than Feelings. I know, the drum roll, please. You Light Up My Life. A lot of smashed radios when that came on. Jack Jones recorded this in 70. Jack Jones, a brilliant singer, Alan Jones' son.
A time for us, someday there'll be, when chains are torn by courage born of a love that's free. A time when dreams so long denied can flourish as we unveil the love we now must hide. A time for us at last to see a life worthwhile for you and me, and with our love through tears and thorns we will endure as we pass surely through every storm. A time for us, someday there'll be a new time for us, someday there'll be a new world, a world of shining hope for you and me. A time.
Theme from Romeo and Juliet. Nino Rota wrote that. You remember Nino from The Godfather.
Thank you.
Once again, Andy Williams.
Speak softly, love, and hold me warm against your heart. I feel your words, the tender trembling moments start. We're in a world, our very own, sharing a love that only few have ever known. Wine-colored days warmed by the sun, deep velvet nights when we are one. Speak softly, love, so no one hears us but the sky. The vows of love we make will live until we die. My life is yours, and all because you came into my world with love, so softly,
Wonderful. Now, when we left off at last week's session, Vito was telling us about his feelings toward the Tattaglia family. Vito?
Well, the Tattaglia family is causing me great personal grief. Also, I'm looking...
That's John Belushi. We got to do more on that. The music of the stars, celebrating, if that's the word, the 70s.
Vito?
Looking what?
Your true feelings about the Tattaglia family, Guy.
Vito, do you want to respond?
All right. The Tattaglia family is moving into my territory. They're moving in on the numbers, prostitution, a restaurant linen supply. Now they want to bring in drugs. Also, they shot my son Santino 56 times.
Elliot Gould, John Belushi.
Thank you.
I found out it has lyrics. The Godfather Waltz with El Martino.
No one can buy tomorrow. No one can sell their sorrow. But when you look into my eyes, darling, you'll always see love. Matters but loving each other the way that we do today. Here in our world together, love will go on forever, warm in the shell.
Martino met him in Wisconsin on Johnson Creek at the Gobbler one night. There he was, there to watch a Frank Sinatra Jr. concert. The Nino Rota music, I can't find who wrote the lyrics. El Martino, of course, Johnny Fontaine. He wanted that role, and he was perfect in it. Now, TV theme songs about radio stations.
If you ever wondered whatever became of me, I'm living on the air in Cincinnati, Cincinnati WKRP. Got kind of tired of packing and unpacking, town to town, up and down the dial. Once in a while, heading up that highway, leaving you behind, hardest thing I ever had to do.
a while. I'm at WKRP in Cincinnati.
Program holds the dubious distinction of being a sitcom that went under no less than 7 time slot changes in 4 years. It's not good for your success. We lost Lonnie Anderson just a few weeks ago. Here's Lonnie Anderson, The Music of the Stars. The 1970s. Jack Jones.
The more I see you, the more I want you. Somehow this feeling just grows and grows with every sigh I become more mad about you. So it goes. Can you imagine how much I'll love you the more I see? Won't try.
The music of the stars, the music of the 70s. Sammy Davis Jr. This is from the 1970 picture, One More Time.
Now that you've gone away, to tell you the truth, my friend, I think I've lost my way. And where do I find that special kind of laugh that once we used to share? There's no way I know that I can go, that's gonna take me there. Take me there. What do I do from now on? I'm on my own. And how this stage that I stand upon is so very empty now. There must come a time the sun's gonna shine to warm this sad old heart of mine. When I don't know, so where do I go from
We had Star Wars, 1977, by John Williams music. And he stuck a 1930s style tune in there. That's the Beantown Swing from Star Wars. Here's Sir Alec Guinness.
When the script arrived, I was in Hollywood and just finished, literally on the last day of a film, when the script arrived. And I thought, oh, George Lucas, that's, you know, a name to conjure with in the avant-garde thing. And then I opened it and saw it was science fiction. I thought, not for me. And started to read it and was held in the, although the dialogue was appalling, but there was something about it which made you go on turning the pages. Now that's fairly rare in a script. When I met Lucas, we could talk the same language, I think. And I enjoyed doing it.
Bill Murray.
Da, 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 da.
Thank you very much. I always open with a little something by a guy named Richard Strauss called 2001. Welcome to the Potter Room, everybody, up here at beautiful Meatloaf Mountain. I'm Nick Winters, and I'm here to entertain you, so sit back, have a hot buttered rum, and let it happen. Now, what do I see here down in front? We got a cute little girl here with a cast on her leg. Honey, why did you bother to come up to Meatloaf with a broken leg?
I broke it today. This is my vacation.
Oh, that's terrible. I guess we'll be seeing a lot of you here in the Potter Room, huh? I'm sure everybody wants to know. What's your name and how did you do it?
Oh, well, I'm Marilyn Sundberg, and I rented my skis and boots here at Meatloaf Mountain, and my bindings were too tight, and I broke my leg walking over to the tow lift.
Oh, bummer-ski, huh, everybody? That is awful. Well, the guys in rental are usually real good. It must have been some sabotage of some sort by disgruntled skiers or something. It happens. Hey, I am going to autograph your cast here, if you don't mind. A little something I always sign. Don't eat yellow snow, Nick Winters. All right, honey? You're welcome, kitten. Hey, who's this crazy dude? Your old man?
Paul Sundberg. I'm from Minneapolis.
Uh-huh. And what do you do besides babysit for Marilyn here?
I'm a chemical purchaser for the Ice Master Salt Company. Here's my card right here. You know, you could use the product here at Meatloaf Mountain. You know, you could use...
Bueno, my amigo. We'll put this up over the bar with some of the other cards. Mr. and Mrs. Sundberg, this next song is going to be for you because I hope that leg heals and you're back on the slopes in a couple of weeks. Oh, that cast makes me so sad. Oh, don't it make my brown eyes. Don't it make my brown eyes. Don't it make my brown eyes blue. Tasty lick, Paul. Oh, don't it make my brown eyes. You know, they're actually hazel. Don't it make my brown eyes. Don't it make my brown eyes.
Bobby Darin.
Thank you very much. You've been a delightful audience. I hope you had a good time tonight, because I sure did. Ooh, the shark bing has such deep gear. And it shows you. Just a jackknife has old Mac Heath, baby, and it keeps it out of sight. You know when that shark bites with his teeth, baby, scarlet billows start to spread. Fancy gloves, though, wears old Mac Heath, baby, so there's never a trace of red. Now let that thing get good on the sidewalk, huh? Ooh, Sunday morning, lies a body. Ooh, then life, someone's sneaking around the corner. Could that someone be Mac the Knife? Good night, everybody. Thank you. Help out Louis Miller. Could it be that I thought of something rash? Jimmy Dye,
Well, look, we thought since it is 1975 that what better first guest to present tonight than to be able to talk to the baby New Year.
Oh, that's 19, great.
You know, and right. So today we're privileged, and we're going to see what this baby has to say about what we expect in 1975. Would you welcome, please, the baby New Year, 1975. Welcome you, and I'm somewhat surprised. You're a very tall baby.
Yes, well, it's fun being big and tall, because I'm the first one to know when it rains.
That's true, and you're also the last one to know when there's a rising flood water.
That's true.
Yeah, about that. Now, you were just born last night.
Yes.
But yet you're so big.
Well, you should have seen my birth.
Yeah.
You should have seen my mother's water break. In fact, you can see my mother's water break. It's the Hoover Dam. Oh,
come on, now. Nasty baby. Well, look, as the 1975 New Year's baby, and that's what you are, do you have any predictions for the coming year?
Yes, I predict that Jackie Onassis and Aristotle's Onassis marriage will be in trouble.
Oh?
Tim Conway is the reason. But Aristotle Onassis says there's no problem.
Yeah.
He and Tim are just fishing buddies.
I didn't know that. Well, that's kind of you're kind of the...
No one knew that.
Nobody knows it now. You're kind of the Rona Barrett of new babies, aren't you? Look, what else? A gossipy baby. What else is in store for us for 1975?
Well, a midget will become president of the United States.
Well, that's tremendously interesting.
And that's why they will be installing seatbelts in the White House bathrooms. Little tiny fella.
Little tiny fella, and they haven't done that since Hoover, I understand.
No.
Back in. Now, do you have any tips for people, you know, this is the day after New Year's Eve, for hangovers?
Yes. Go to the nearest hotel and get a bellboy to swing you around by your tongue.
Well, that's kind of weird. Do you have any other tips?
Yes. If you want to clean your system out today, I have this tip.
What is that?
Sit on a piece of cheese and swallow a mouse.
The 1970s on the music of the Stars.
Moving on up to the east side to a deluxe apartment in the sky. That pie. Fish don't fry in the kitchen, and beans don't burn on the grill. It took a whole lot of trying just to get up that hill. But now we're up in the big leagues and getting our turn at bat. As long as we live, it's you and me, baby, and there ain't nothing wrong with that, cause we're moving on up to the east side to a deluxe apartment. Sky. Well, I'm moving on up to the east side. You see, we finally got a piece of the pie.
Stand by for news.
Wait.
We're moving up.
See what's shaking in this crazy old world of ours. CBS News. The music of the stars continues till high noon central all over the world. CivicMedia.us.
Fish don't fry in the kitchen and beans don't burn on the grill. Took a whole lot of trying just to get up that hill. Now we're up in the big leagues and we're getting our turn at bat. And as long as we love, it's you and me, baby, and there ain't nothing wrong with.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump's blamed the radical left for the death of conservative activist Charlie Kirk, even though authorities have not identified a motive in last week's shooting. Republican Senator John Curtis of Utah lives just miles from the scene of Kirk's killing and told ABC's This Week,
"If it were up to me, I think you need to take the word radical and remove right or left. And radical coming from any direction is not good, it's not healthy, and it should be called out."
Utah Governor Spencer Cox said the suspect is not cooperating, but that others around him are. The 22-year-old is due to appear in court Tuesday. Secretary of State Marco Rubio visited the Western Wall in Jerusalem with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu of Israel, who says the alliance between Israel and the U.S. has never been stronger, despite the U.S. criticizing Israel's strike on ally Qatar. Tonight in L.A., the 77th Emmy Awards, The Studio, and Severance, the most nominated shows. This is ABC News.